Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I am indeed the attack dog of the right, the bombastic loudmouth of the south, the president, not to mention dean, of Insensitivity University, where our specialty is non-politically correct studies. Getting underway with the fourth and final hour, not only for today, but for this week as well. It is the Friday free-for-all bonus hour, and as always, your input is invited, encouraged, and welcome. Here's how you join me and be a part of the conversation this evening. Just grab the phone, use the Ingalls Advantage talk line, 800-347-1063. Or if you prefer texting, just use the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number, 71307. As I've been saying this afternoon, doing the show today, Tara was here this morning, and then Vince, and now yours truly wrapping up the day at the Southern Home and Garden Show. It is the largest and most popular home and garden event anywhere in the entire Palmetto State. And joining me this afternoon, special guest, we've seen this guy before, Tim Barrett. He is in charge of special events for our friends at Ingalls. Tim, how you doing, bud?
Good, sir. How are you?
I'm doing good. It's good to see you again.
You too as well.
You know, one of the neat things about the Home and Garden Show is it keeps expanding and getting bigger and bigger every year, as I'm sure you know. But we have things like the Ask the Expert stage, which is right down from us where we're located here at the Convention Center. But Ingalls also has a big active event that goes on here as well. Tell us a little bit about what you guys are doing here.
Well, we have brought in all sorts of chefs that are doing great cooking demonstrations using a lot of the products you can buy at our stores.
Neat.
And they're making healthy snacks, maybe not some healthy, so healthy snacks,
but that's
they're,
okay
they're
too.
All tasty. So we really invite everyone to come down and see the chefs.
What kinds of things have been they've been doing today? I know somebody mentioned that Jasmine was cooking over there earlier.
Yeah, Jasmine Queen came up from Atlanta, and she's cooking. I'm not sure what she made today, but it's a lot of dinner-type items.
Yeah. Yeah, really neat. Ingalls has been involved with the Home and Garden Show for, geez, a long time now.
Yes, it's something we're glad to be a part of. It's, you know, this a lot of the folks that come here are the same folks that are coming to our stores. We're all the same community, and we all live and work together, so we might as well have fun together as well.
Yep. When you guys are out here, are you also, in addition to putting on the demonstrations that you do, are you also doing, in a sense, customer service as well?
Yes, we try to do customer service. I mean, we're just here to have a good time, just like everyone else, but give out free food. And we've got lots of vendors actually giving samples out at the tables, different kinds of cookies and crackers and hummus.
Sweet.
Yeah, good stuff, and lots of sweets.
And you guys are going to be here tomorrow and Sunday as well?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's great. Tim Barrett, who is the special events manager for Ingalls, you guys do a great job, and we appreciate your being out here, and especially appreciate the free food.
Well, thank you. We're glad to be here.
Tim Barrett with Ingalls. Thanks, Tim. All right. Appreciate your time today. To the phones we go this afternoon as well. Jeff is next up, and he is in my stomping grounds of Taylor's. Hi, Jeff, and welcome to the Bobby Mac Show.
Hey, great show as always. You need to borrow my boat tomorrow if you're going to play golf.
Man, you know, I think we might actually get a break for maybe between the raindrops we can squeeze it in.
I believe so. I wanted to ask you something. Congressman Mark Meadows had the black lady, the successful black lady that had worked hard and become successful as a guest at the Cohen Circus, and
right.
That horrible Middle Eastern woman that congressperson from Minnesota.
Yeah, Maggie, Tlaib.
Place that
yeah.
is now, but,
right, Representative Tlaib.
But, She referred to her as a prop. I know she's the same one that called the president MF.
Correct.
I just, you know what? As far as I'm concerned, you know, she just as well have called that lady the N-word and for what she did. I mean, what's the difference? You take somebody that's worked hard and become successful, and you're going to insult them by calling them a prop? And that's unacceptable, and I'm telling you what, that, you know, she's not a politician. She should sue her and for slander. That's just, it makes me sick. And I'm going to tell you what our problem is as conservatives. We get outraged. We get upset. Mm-hmm. We chime in. But we never do anything to pay them back. And they get by with everything they do. We'll get outraged. And that's all we do. And she should be sanctioned, sued, whatever it takes. But that should not stand right there. That's just ridiculous.
I would agree. And in large measure, the reason why there's no punishment for all the abuses that these people commit is the fact that the media, of course, tells a one-sided story, and they're always there to defend them, no matter how outrageous their actions may be. Now, her contention that Mark Meadows bringing this black lady there, who's known Donald Trump for more than a decade, in support and in opposition to what Michael Cohen was testifying to, and Tlaib says that she was a prop and that was racist to do that, I would make the argument that the shoe was on the other foot. It is racist of her to accuse Meadows and this lady of doing something that she described as a prop. I think her charge in itself was racist.
You know, I watched a thing on Donald Trump here a while back, back in the 80s when he was building Trump Tower, and he had this lawyer in New York City back then. He was a gay guy.
Yeah.
And they asked Donald Trump back then, he said, do you know that your lawyer is gay? He said, I don't care if he's gay or not. That's his business. He's a great lawyer.
Right.
I mean, so everything they say about President Trump, being a homophobe, a bigot, a racist, all of it's a lie. I mean, all the way back to the 80s is still a lie.
I wonder how many people are aware that President Trump has appointed a gay ambassador to a foreign country.
Well, you know, that makes me wonder what a bunch of hypocrites the gay community is for not supporting the guy.
Yeah.
I mean, you need to step up. I mean, this guy's doing more for this, just like that theater guy you had on the other day. You know, he knows what he's doing.
Sure.
And he's, you know, people from away from this country that look, or from the outside looking in, they see everything that's going on, just like we do.
You bet. And, he's, what
is, he is.
What Jeff is referring to is Douglas Gresham, who's the stepson of C.S. Lewis, the brilliant Oxford Don, who is the author of the Narnia stories, Lion, Witch, and the Wardrobe, and Prince Caspian, and all the rest, and the new one, The Horse and His Boy, that is going to be premiering tonight, by the way, at the Lagos Theater in Taylor's. And Douglas makes his home in Malta. And yet, if you heard the interview with him the other day, and I would recommend you listen to it in the podcast if you didn't hear it, talked about how Donald Trump is, in the estimation of many of the people that he knows, standing up for traditional values and against all this Marxist revolutionary agenda that the Democrat Party is now pushing.
Well, you know, we can't let what they're doing stand. You know, you've got that all this socialist stuff will be the end of the country, and then, you know, it, regardless of what we'd have to do, it can't stand. It's the end of America. If it, you know, take a look at Venezuela, and if you like that, that's what's coming down the road for us, and they're doing it, and they're so stupid. They don't even realize they're doing it.
Yeah, true enough. Thank you, Jeff. I appreciate the call. Speaking of Venezuela, on the text line, Bobby, the great socialist workers' paradise of Venezuela, the capital, that would be Caracas, has been out of power off and on for 4 days continues. Yeah, there you go. 6:15 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Take a quick break here. I'll catch up with the text line when we come right back with more here on the Bonus Hour on Friday. Howdy, welcome back. We're in the final hour for this week, the bonus hour here on the Bobby Mack Show, coming to you live from the Greenville Convention Center, where the Home and Garden Show is HBA's Home and Garden Show is going on. It's the biggest one in South Carolina, and it's huge. Tomorrow, the hours are 10 to 7, and then on Sunday from noon until 5, so you'll have opportunities to get out here all weekend long. In on the text line, Bobby Henry says, something is wrong with the sky, Bobby. Part of it is blue. Wow. Alert AccuWeather. Bobby, this country will never become socialist. There's a certain percentage of us that will see to it. Bobby, oh, and don't forget, then Mark Meadows sucked up to Tlaib. Yeah, you know, they want to have this certain level of diplomacy in dealing with each other. And, you know, you just would love to see him say, you know, look, you know, what you're saying is racist in itself, Ms. Tlaib. Take a look in the mirror if you want to see a racist. But, of course, they're much more diplomatic than that. Bobby, Ladson, South Carolina mayor said her vehicles were vandalized by a racially motivated attack. Turned out to be pollen. We have all been victimized by pollen. Of course, global warming is real. Why do you think the sky is melting? Signed, AOC. Thank you, AOC. Good to know you're listening. To the phones we go. Marlene is next up and is in Spartanburg. Hi, Marlene, and welcome to the Friday free-for-all.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
My pleasure.
I wanted to discuss, why can't the SEC, of course, it's hand crony picked, but why can't the SEC demand that the three alphabet networks carry more reliable truth in their coverages of politics?
Yeah, and it's a good question. Unfortunately, it is up to the ethics and the morality of the individuals who are running those networks because of First Amendment, which is free speech. And sadly, the members of the media who are now 95-96% Democrats are advocating socialist liberal policies, totally violating journalistic ethics of just reporting factual data and letting viewers and listeners decide for themselves what their opinion of those facts may be. It's sad, but they have totally gone from being journalists to instead, as you know, being propagandists.
Or political activists.
Yes.
And truth does not need to be superseded by fake polls, period. There's no such thing as a scientific poll. In order for something to be scientific, it has to be asked 5 to 7 times with the exact same answer amongst the people that are being asked. That will never happen in our society. But that said, polls are skewed, statistics are skewed, everything that any kind of statistic is skewed. Now, you can get to truth in a statistic, but it's not very entertaining. And as a result of it not being entertaining, the three major networks will never be forced to tell the truth.
Yeah.
I'm to the point, I read Politico.
Right.
I look for the weather on my phone. I watch anything but local news. I just can't take it anymore.
Yeah, I know what you mean. The polling data, of course, can be skewed, not only in the way in how the questions that are asked in the poll are phrased, but also in terms of the individuals that are being polled. And in many of these, when you do a deep dive into them, you'll see that they're substantially tilted in favor of those who identify as Democrats.
Yes, and I wish somebody, I don't understand why the Heritage Foundation or some conservative group cannot bring a class action lawsuit against one of the three networks who stops it. It can be done. It's just getting them to decide it's worth it to try it.
Well, they are constitutionally protected and under FCC regulation. You know, it's interesting because if you look at media in some other countries like the United Kingdom, like Canada, for instance, the media there is controlled by the government, BBC, in Great Britain, and as a result, that could be very dangerous for us in this country if the AOCs of the world were to get control. Right.
I just came home from living in London for 3 years.
Right.
You're telling me about filtering? You can't even listen to the Rolling Stones on the BBC without it being filtered.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And I worked for in the Middle East while my home base was supposed to be Putney of London and Appledore, which is down by Bath.
Right.
So all these people that think a country with no guns in all of that is a great thing, they are sadly mistaken. That's just not true. And with that said, there's a reason why 15,000 people are trying to come to this country, not the UK.
You bet.
Not Canada, not Mexico, not Russia, not China, not any of those socialist experimental countries that are supposed to be so great. With that, I thank you, sir, for my time to be able to give my 3 seconds of pontification. And thank you for your show.
My pleasure, Marlene. Enjoyed it very much. And I thank you for the call. And I thank you for your attention to what's going on here. It's sad because the media, the founders intended that the media would take the responsibility seriously to accurately report facts. And in journalism schools, they used to teach you don't color the story with your own particular biases. And everybody has bias. We all express bias in a million different ways every way. When you decide to buy a Ford instead of a Chevy, when you decide to drink a Coke instead of a Pepsi. But the idea that the founders had was that journalists would be able to separate their own personal biases from their reporting. And sadly, that's gone with the wind. Stephanie is next up, and Steph is in Woodruff. Hi, Stephanie. Welcome to the Bobby Mac Show.
Hey, Bobby Mac. No golf today, babe.
Nope. Too wet to plow, kiddo.
Yeah, I know. Hey, maybe you can straighten me up because I'm so totally confused here.
Okay.
Yeah, well, that's not hard. Colorado just passed a law, along with 11 other states, that says to the effect that all their electoral votes would go to the national winner. And between all them, those 12, that's 177 electoral votes.
Mm-hmm.
How are they going to do that? Are they going to just get rid of electors? And isn't that part of the Constitution?
It is part of the Constitution. America, of course, as the socialist Democrats continually overlook, is not a pure democracy, which was, again,
Republic.
That's right. We are a constitutional republic, and that's exactly the way the founders intended it. They did not want the United States of America to be controlled by the areas that were most heavily populated. If we were a pure democracy, the votes of South Carolinians and many other states wouldn't count at all, because the states like California, major cities like Chicago, Boston, New York, if it was popular vote, then they would essentially be electing the president, and the votes of many of the other states wouldn't count. That's why the Electoral College was created, and that's why
But how are they going to get around this? That's what I'm trying to figure out.
They're not. They're going to face a court challenge on this because it is on its face unconstitutional.
Well, that's what I thought too, but at the same point, I mean, we elect the electors.
Yes. That's correct.
Do we not?
Yes, we do.
And those electors can vote any way they wish.
Yeah, and typically they follow a tradition. There are rare exceptions where one individual may go off the rails and not do what the voters of his or her individual state wanted them to do, but that's a rare occurrence.
I mean, I was just shocked when I was seeing that those 12 states command 177 electoral votes, which means that there's only 92 left.
Well, this backdoor approach, this sideways system in which they're trying to essentially bypass the Constitution, because they believe the Constitution and all of our founding documents are declarations of negative liberties. They're going to try and do everything they can to manipulate their way around it, but I don't believe that this is going to stand for a minute. I appreciate the call, Stephanie. Okay. Thank you. Good to have you here. 6:30 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Patrick is filling in for Annie in the News Center today. He's next, and I'm right back with the last half of the bonus hour here on Friday. Welcome back. Here we go. We are in the last half of the bonus hour here on Friday. Coming to you from the convention center at the Home and Garden Show, which goes on all weekend. One of the guys who is out here with all kinds of displays of all their products is my buddy that I talk about all the time on the show, Lou Grass, from All About Flooring. Hey, Lou, how in the world are you?
Yeah, good to be here. Glad to have you back. And, you know, the weather the way it has been, I guess you spend more time at work now than you do out there playing.
Yeah, I've had a lot more time for show prep and substantially less right. time on the golf course. How have you guys been doing? I know that, what, has it been 2 years now since you changed locations or expanded into
yes.
the new location?
Yeah, and the new location has worked real well out there on North Pleasantburg Drive near Cherrydale.
Yeah, because now you have, of course, you've got everything in one location now.
Right, actually two buildings there. But the showroom is in one, and the warehouse and promotional goods and things are in the other side, but they're right next door to each other. So it makes it real handy and convenient.
Neat. And the rumor mill has been grinding exceedingly fine that All About Flooring won the contest for the best booth out here.
I don't know. I don't know how that happened. I guess we're crazy enough to bring so much stuff out here that kind of overwhelming. I counted up last night, we have over 125 different products
Holy
on
cow.
Display here at the show.
How long does it take you guys to set up for it?
Well, we started at noon on Tuesday, and I was still putting finishing touches on it this morning.
Wow. Well, no wonder. What do you guys get for winning the best booth contest?
Wait, we got a pretty blue ribbon.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
Nice. That's
nice of them.
Yeah, and maybe some free food from Ingles where they're cooking over there, too?
Hope so.
Yeah. Have you taken advantage of that while you've been out here?
No, but in the past, they've had these cookies, cranberry cookies.
Oh, geez.
And they're to die for. I stock up on those when they bring those in.
They've got some great stuff.
They do.
There. Let's talk about what is going on now with All About Flooring, because I know the products keep changing all the time, getting more modern, new products made with all kinds of new materials. Tell me a little bit about what's going on.
Well, we thought we were going to be able to bring some of the new ones to the show with us,
mm-hmm.
but the one display they're telling me I'm going to get on Monday.
Oh, wow.
And then there are two more big displays that are coming right behind it. But we do have a number of new things that we brought with us.
Mm-hmm.
Two new lines of wood. The Mirage wood is actually manufactured in the northern part of the country and up into Quebec. And the advantage of those northern woods is that those are harder.
Right.
The southern woods grow faster and are mm-hmm. softer. The northern woods are slower growing. And that's one of the new lines we've got out here. But, of course, we can't leave it without talking about luxury vinyl.
You bet. Yeah.
And that's just the hottest thing on the market. It's expanding. One of the displays, matter of fact, the display that's supposed to be here on Monday is a new Cortec display.
What's that?
Well, the Cortec is the luxury vinyl. It's a lock and fold or a snap together.
Right.
But we've already got three big displays, and this will be the fourth, which you expect. I mean, if you can't find what you're looking for in that line,
yeah, you can't find it.
They don't make it. But a lot of new things, and of course, we've got three booths out here. But I tell people that represents, you know, maybe 2 or 3% of all the material that we have on sale at our showroom there on North Pleasantburg.
Yep, and no matter, I say all the time when I do the live commercials for Lou and All About Flooring that. Essentially, if you're looking for anything to go on your floors, you're going to find it there because you have such a tremendous selection of carpeting, tremendous selection of hardwoods, in addition to the really popular luxury vinyl.
Right. And then, of course, something we don't mention too often is the fact that we can make custom rugs. Yeah, as a matter of fact, we just delivered one over in Spartanburg this week that was 12 by 22 feet.
Wow.
And we had a lot of furniture to move to get that.
That's kind of an odd size.
But, you know, that's just a service that we offer. But the advantage of that is you can come in and select a color or a pattern of any of the several thousand samples of carpet that we have and have a rug made to the proper size to fit your application.
And if you're not quite certain exactly what you want, I know from personal experience, because the hardwood floors in my home and the rugs in the floor all came from All About Flooring. The people that you have working there, you couldn't find any more experience.
Yeah, what Bob is saying is we got a lot of old people over there working for us.
I would be more diplomatic than that, Lou, but I would say that the folks have a great deal of experience, and it comes in handy. I know when Brenda came over looking for a rug, she found what she was looking for. She just described what she wanted and had it within like 15 minutes because your people are so qualified.
Yeah. Well, we do have a lot of experience. Norman Poole is over 80 years old.
Wow.
Actually had a pacemaker put in this week, but he assured me he's going to be back to work next week.
Incredible.
And so, I mean, he's got probably 50-plus years experience under his belt. And Randy Mayfield, Randy goes back to the Mayfield's carpet that was here in Greenville back a number of years ago.
Right.
His Uncle Frank was recognized across the nation for being exceedingly popular and talented retailer, and Randy's still at it, and of course I'm in my mid-70s and still at it, so.
Well, we're still vertical and ventilating, thank goodness. Lou Grass with All About Flooring. They're right there on North Pleasantburg Drive on your way to Cherrydale. Where the Bilo is, they're just right down from there on the left-hand side as you're heading out. Lou, it's great to see you as always, my friend.
Appreciate it, and invite the people to come out to the show Saturday and Sunday.
You'll
be here.
You bet. Thanks, Lou. Great to have you here. Let me quickly get back to the phone and bring in Charlie, who is on the phones and wants to talk about Donald Trump. Hi, Charlie, and welcome to the program.
How you doing?
Good. Thank you, sir.
Yeah. I just had a quick question on Donald Trump. If everybody seems to think he's such a racist, why was he dating a black woman back in 1997?
Oh, that's an interesting question. And by the same token, Charlie, how come if Donald Trump is such a racist, there are pictures of him, and you can look him up on the web, receiving an NAACP award in New York for his humanitarian efforts. And the award, I believe, was given to him by Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson?
Yeah, exactly.
But, of course, you know, that was, people change.
Al Sharpton isn't that honored.
Yeah, no kidding. People, I guess, change over time, and Donald Trump became a racist here in his declining years, right? That must be it.
Well, I don't know. I think he's already proven that that's incorrect by being the president who has given the most opportunity to them and the Latinos.
And if you take a look at the unemployment numbers for African Americans and for Hispanics, they are the lowest in the history of this record keeping. But of course,
exactly. The one who's really divided the nation, black and white, I believe, is Obama.
Yes. Well, he certainly.
I mean, there's more uprioting since him, when him in there than there was during the Civil War with Lincoln.
And sadly, it all started very early in his administration with that incident with the Harvard professor, where he said the police acted stupidly, and then they had the so-called beer summit and all of that. Oh, look, they're going to accuse Donald Trump of everything they possibly can to try and destroy him.
Oh, yeah.
And unsuccessfully.
If he was a goof, the golden egg, they'd say it stunk.
Yeah. True enough. Charlie, I hope you have a good weekend. I thank you for calling today,
sir.
Good to have you here.
You too. Enjoy the show.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. Gentleman is just walking by, and he has his companion with him. Hi, how you doing, sir? This is who?
Tequila.
Lean over here to this microphone where we can hear you. Can't quite hear you.
This is Tequila.
Tequila.
Yeah, she's 9 years old.
9 years old, and she's a Chihuahua, I'm guessing.
Yes.
Yeah, she's a cutie.
I listen to you all the time, young man. It's good to finally see you.
Thank you. You and Tequila have excellent taste.
Thank you.
My pleasure. 6:44, actually coming up on a quarter before 7. Before I go today, today's edition of Boneheads in the News is on the way next here on the Bobby Mack Show. Welcome back. We are in the process of wrapping things up here on Friday. It's been so much fun to be out here today. By the way, I got a text message here. Bob, Lou Grass was my eighth grade history teacher in 1977. Wow. That must have been when Lou was just back from the conflict in Southeast Asia. Lou was over there as a part of that. Bobby, just want to give you a heads up. Anyone that's driving on 385 and gets off 85 South on the northbound ramp, be aware that idiots are actually doing three-point turns to turn around and drive backwards off of that ramp right now because of the traffic. Whew. Okay. Bobby, I was listening a couple of days ago, and you had a guest speaking about the new gun carry legislation. You gave out a text number and code word. Could you repeat that? Yeah, that was Dave Schwartz from the Freedom Action Network of South Carolina. And what he was talking about is the constitutional carry bill. It is H3456. What you want to do is text the word carry, C-A-R-R-Y, to 52886. And then they will pass along your text message to your representative in Columbia. I think that takes care of that. What else do I need to catch up with? Bobby, isn't vinyl a petroleum product? The Green New Deal would blow those new products out of the water. Gotcha. Enjoy your show, Bobby, from H. Thank you. Appreciate that. Bobby, at least Congressman Meadows did tell Representative Talig, he did tell her that her accusation that he brought his friend as a prop, was in itself racist. And this one from Katie. Bobby, blue skies in Simpsonville. That was about 30 minutes ago. Sorry, I missed that one. Okay, here we go as we get ready to wrap things up here on Friday. Time for today's edition of Boneheads. Oh, I think Moneypenny doesn't have the jingle singers singing Boneheads in the News, so we'll just use the background music here. Happy birthday in a special way. Carrie Underwood gave her son Isaiah a special treat when he turned 4. That happened Wednesday of this week. These are always pretty amusing. She decided to sing happy birthday to her son, Isaiah, after inhaling helium from a balloon. And it sounded like this.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Isaiah. Happy birthday.
Let's hope that Carrie Underwood's voice will not be permanently affected by the helium balloon. How about this? 4 high school kids in Jersey arrested yesterday for hacking into their school's computers to change their grades and the grades of their friends. If this sounds like life imitating art. Yeah, here is Matthew Broderick in the movie War Games.
What are you doing?
Dialing into the school's computer. They change the password every couple of weeks, but I know where they write it down.
Are those your grades?
Yeah. I don't think that I deserved an F. Do you?
You can't do that.
Already done. How can anybody get a D in home ec?
That's none of your business. Can you erase this, please?
No, it's too late.
What are you doing?
I'm changing your biology grade.
No, I don't want you to do that. You're going to get me in trouble.
No, nobody can find out. There, you just got a C. Now you don't have to go to summer school.
Change it back.
That is Matthew Broderick in War Games. I don't know what the penalty is going to be for these four high school kids in Jersey, but they have been busted for it. That's the way it is. You know, the kids are much more tech savvy than we are. You got something wrong with your laptop, get your six-year-old to fix it for you. And today's Friday fun fact in Boneheads, credit for killing America's love of the station wagon goes to, again, Hollywood, the movie National Lampoon's Vacation. After the movie came out, sales of station wagons plummeted. The minivan became the most popular family car. Remember this?
Now, I owe it to myself to tell you, Mr. Griswold, that if you're thinking of taking the tribe cross country, this is the automobile you should be using, the Wagon Queen Family Truckster. You think you hate it now, but wait till you drive it.
I don't want to drive it. I just want my old car back.
Chevy Chase, back when he was still funny. So there we go. There is today's abbreviated edition of Boneheads in the News. Let me catch up with what remains on the text line this evening. Let me see if I have some more that I need to catch up with. Yeah, I believe I do. Let me quickly scroll down here to get to the unused text messages. I thought I had something else in here. And I guess, oh, yeah, here we go. Bob, did I hear somebody talking about flooding with the Russian River? Was California colluding with Russia on geography? No, I don't think that. You know, it's amazing. Professor Victor Davis Hanson, who lives out in California, who's a brilliant guy and is going to be on the show with me either next week or the week after. I can't remember right offhand which he's going to be with me, which show he's going to be with me on. Wrote a column the other day about the lunacy in California, how they neglected building storage facilities, and now they're getting the most rain they've had out there in a decade. And where's that water going? Right back into the ocean. So next time they find themselves in a drought situation, rather than having the aquifers that have been stored up by all the rain, they're going to be out of luck. Bobby, I don't really think it's a race between Democrats and Republicans for 2020. I think it's really a race between who will be the Republican nominee. I really think somebody could beat Trump because his own party is against him, in addition to all the media and liberal attacks. Certainly in the first year or so of the Trump presidency, many of the rhinos were sitting on their hands and not helping him. I think now the president has become the GOP. Southern Home and Garden Show, the largest and most popular home and garden event in South Carolina. 10 until 7 tomorrow, noon until 5 on Sunday. And, of course, I'll see you back on Monday at 3. As always, here on Friday, we wrap it up with a great Satchmo and Wonderful World. See you back Monday. God bless.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.